In this week's parasha, Parashas Toldos, there is an underlying theme that ties itself through the entire parasha. We know that Yitzchak and Rivka were childless. Rivka, like all the other imos, was an akara. And a few psukim into the parasha, the pasuk says like this: Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem lenochach ishto ki akarahi veyeser lo Hashem v'tahar Rivka ishto. So Rashi explains, it's an interesting lashon that's used. Vayetar Yitzchak laHashem is really telling us that Yitzchak Avinu davened. But it's an interesting way to say daven. Most usually in the Torah, we don't find the lashon of vayetar. We'll find vayispalel, vayivakish. But not vayetar. So the Gemara brings down a point. Why is this lashon of vayetar used? Rashi says on the second vayetar, vayeser lo, Rashi explains that he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because he pleaded, he persuaded Hashem to do what he wanted. The Gemara says that the reason why the Lashon of Vayetar is used and not Vayispal or Vayivakesh or Vayaschanan, like the normal Lashonos of Tefillah that are normally used, is to explain to us the Koach of Tefillah. An Iter, the Shorosh of Vayetar is Iter. An Iter, the Gemara says, is a pitchfork. A pitchfork is something that's used by the farmers when they want to get hay from the bottom of a pile and move it to the top. The Gemara explains, such is the koach of tefillah, that Yitzchak was able to take a situation that seemed seemingly so bleak, and because he davened me'umka delibo, from the bottom of his heart, so he was able to take that situation and move it to the top. And that's exactly why the Torah says, vayetar Yitzchak, to teach us this lesson. We see this again throughout the entire parasha, is teaching us how important tefillah is and the koach that our tefillah has. When Yaakov Avinu went to Yitzchak and he put on the wool on his arm because he knew that he had to get the Bechorah through trickery, Yaakov came into Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, who couldn't see, said, Hakol kol Yaakov v'yedayim mizei Esav. Your voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov, but your hands feel like the hands of Esav. We know that the deeper conversation that was going on, which is really a lesson l'dorei doros, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael every time we read these words, Klal Yisrael, your koach is HaKol Kol Yaakov. The koach that Klal Yisrael has is in our voices, different than every other nation. We know Elav Arecha ve'Elav Asusim ve'Anachnu v'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir, that where other nations will use their either koach in might or their koach v'yotzim yadi, they think that they could do things to change a situation. Klal Yisrael understands that our koach is in our voices. I just want to bring out another point where we see this idea of tefillah at the end of the parasha, when Yitzchak gives Yaakov the Bechorah. I'll speak about the Bechorah in 1 minute because I want to tie another point in over here. But when Yitzchak gives Yaakov the bracha of the Bechorah at the end, part of the Bechorah was, there's a pasuk, a beautiful pasuk that says, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, Vayitin lecha, vayachzer vayitin lecha. What was Yitzchak telling Yaakov Avinu? Part of his bracha to him was, he was teaching him a yesod in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you, vayitin lecha. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you, vayachzer, to return to him, vayitin lecha, and I'll give to you again. What was Yitzchak telling Yaakov? He was teaching him again, this is the yesod of your life, that throughout life, don't forget about Hashem. He has to be a part of your life, and there will be situations where he'll give, and then it will look like he stops giving, or maybe there are things that you don't have. And Yitzchak told Yaakov, vayachzer, don't stop going back to Hashem. And even if you don't get what you want, continue to go back to Hashem. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, there's a pasuk that David HaMelech brings down that says, Ata Moshe Begeos Hayam. Klal Yisrael, you're compared to the waves of the ocean. If anybody ever watched the waves, although they can never conquer the sand, are always trying, like the Gemara says, coming up against the sand. They're never going to conquer their boundaries, but they keep on coming. David HaMelech uses this as an analogy, and he says to Klal Yisrael, Ata Moshe Begeos Hayam. Klal Yisrael, when it comes to what you want in your life, when it comes to your tefillah, be like the waves. Don't stop. Continue. And as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer, keep davening. Such is the koach tefillah. I venture to say that I think, in my opinion, I think most of us struggle with this idea because we don't realize the koach that our tefillah has. And I think that's why the Torah starts off with this pasuk, Vayetar Yitzchak, to teach us. It wasn't v'yispal, it was so much deeper than that. That koach has such a tremendous power. And if we believed in it from the bottom of our heart, then our tefillah would, in essence, really have so much koach. Now, I just want to say one more thing that I think is such a beautiful idea for all of us to learn from. When Yaakov Avinu was making the lentil soup for Yitzchak because he was sitting Shiva, and Esav came in and Esav saw that he was making this lentil soup, the conversation that goes on between Yaakov and Esav is Esav says to Yaakov, Halitini na min ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. Give me from this red thing that you're making. It looks good. It smells good. I want it. I'm hungry. And Yaakov used that as an opportunity to say, I'll give it to you. You want my soup? No problem. So sell me the bechora. And the conversation that goes on is Esav says to Yaakov, what's in the bechora? What do you want for, like, what is it that I'm giving up? And Yaakov went on to explain all the things that were supposed to be in this bracha of the bechora. It was Yerusha Seretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are going to come out of you, this great nation, being mekabel the Torah, all the things that had to do with nitzchiyistika things, nothing that was lemaisa then, nothing that Yaakov was going to benefit from right then, but things that were his future, things that maybe he would have to work on in the future, but things that represented the future of what his history, his life would end up being. Esav listened to that and he said, nah, I don't need that. That's not important to me. I want right now. Give me right now. Right now I'm hungry. I don't really care what's going to be in the future. And that's why the Torah says, Al Kain Karas Shemo Edom. And because of this conversation, Esav's name, he's now referred to as Edom. Ladies, we're living in Galos Edom. We're living in a world of instant gratification. We have microwaves, we have instant soup, we have instant text messaging. We have emails that go quicker than we could think. They're always, the companies are always trying to make computers that are working faster. Even though we could say, but we could take a step out of it if we realize how much this has infiltrated itself into our own Yiddishkeit. How many times do you hear boys saying, I can't learn, it's too hard. In Yiddishkeit as well, what about when we daven and we say, but I daven so hard and Hashem didn't listen, forget about it, I can't daven anymore. That idea of Edom has rubbed off on us too, and we have to use this lesson of we are not Edom, we are Yisrael, we are Yaakov Avinu. Meaning Edom, yeah, Edom wants that instant gratification right now. I want right now, and if it doesn't work right now, forget about it. It's not worth it. Nothing that I have to work for is worth it in life. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, realized this is not what Yiddishkeit is about. This is not Nitzchias. Nitzchias says, even if we daven and it doesn't go, keep on davening. Even if we feel like we're at a wall and we worked so hard and, but Yaakov Avinu represents Vayitein Lecha, Vayachzer, Vayitein Lecha. We should, halavai, all of us should be able to understand the koach that our tefillah has. And we should be zocha to use this lesson of Vayetar Yitzchak to infiltrate itself into our own lives and to really believe that the koach that we have is HaKol Kol Yaakov. It's the greatest gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us to be able to get through this galus. Have a wonderful Shabbos.